Hi, Mini Beanies.
It's the Beanies here. That means you're with Laura,
Mim,
and Michael.
Today we might ride a special train. Choo-choo.
Dance some cool disco dance moves.
Ooh.
And learn all about disco. Are you ready, Mini Beanies?
Let's go.
Dance moves. And put my arms there. And 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2.
Wow, Michael. Looking cool. What are you doing?
Yeah, Michael, you kind of look like you're trying to get a spider off you.
You're quite the flailer.
I'm flossing.
Wow, your teeth are going to be beautiful.
Huh?
What?
Yeah, I floss every day. That's why I've got pearly whites.
No, I'm trying to learn how to do the floss dance. You try to move your arms like this and your hips like...
I don't know, Michael. Some people say your hips don't lie, but they're telling me you need more practice.
Well, while Michael tries to do whatever he's trying to do, I have a story all about dancing. Would you like to hear it?
Yes, please.
Once upon a time, there were two disco divas, Diana Floss and Gloria Slaynor. Diana and Gloria were the best of friends and travelled across the country, disco dancing to the grooviest beats.
Shake that groove thing, Gloria.
Ooh, you're on fire, Diana. Disco Inferno.
Disco Inferno.
Gloria and Diana travelled to all the disco parties and showed the crowd their original and very special disco dance move, the seatbelt.
Ooh, yeah.
All right, Diana, go for it. The divas would mimic putting on a seatbelt to the music. Starting above their heads, fingers pointed and legs wide, they would point up and down to the music.
Woo! They love us, Gloria. You're a dancing queen.
Dancing queen!
While Gloria and Diana loved performing at shows, there was one disco party they couldn't wait to perform at, the Dance Break Junction. When the day finally arrived to travel to the show, Diana and Gloria could hardly contain their excitement.
I'm so pumped I could burst! Do you think I've packed enough flared pants and sparkles?
You know what I say, Gloria, don't stop till you get enough.
Don't stop till you get enough.
When the divas arrived at the train station, they checked their tickets.
Alrighty, Gloria, which platform do we board from? My tickets say Platform 3, Express Train to Dance Break Junction.
Gloria looked at Diana with panic. That's not what her ticket said.
My ticket says Platform 986, all stops to Dance Break Junction.
Oh no, Gloria felt her heart of glass sink.
Heart of glass.
She had booked the wrong train.
Oh no, Gloria. According to this, I'll be arriving at Dance Break Junction one whole day before you.
And I have to travel through 3 whole towns before I get there?
Oh, no. Don't leave me this way.
Don't leave me this way.
That's okay. You get to Dance Break Junction and set up and I'll meet you there. It'll be fine. I will survive.
I will survive.
We'll be teaching everyone at Dance Break Junction the seatbelt in no time.
The disco divas boarded their trains. Diana's express train took off with a whoosh towards Dance Break Junction. Gloria found her place on the all-stops train and sat down next to empty seats.
That's okay. I'll practice my seatbelt all the way and I'll arrive in no time.
Thank you for riding the groovy train. All stops to Dance Break Junction.
Oh.
Gloria settled into her seat as the train pulled away. The gentle chuk-chuk-chuk-chuk rocked her to sleep.
Now arriving at Robot Voice Valley.
What? Where?
Gloria sprang awake and wiped the drool from her chin. She had arrived at the first stop, Robot Voice Valley.
Hello. Are you on the way to Dance Break Junction?
Gloria turned to the once empty seat to see a funny little man with boxy hair and very stiff clothes. He was speaking in a robot voice.
Yes, I am. I'm Gloria Slaynor. I dance the seatbelt. See?
Ah, I see. Ricky Robot Voice. Nice to meet you. Welcome to the Groovy Train. All stops to Dance Break Junction.
Gloria looked puzzled. The Groovy Train? What's that?
You're on it, silly. Get ready to groove.
Excuse me, why do you speak like that?
I'm from Robot Voice Valley. We have a special robot dance too. Would you like to learn it?
Sure. So Ricky Robot Voice taught Gloria the funny robot dance and she laughed and laughed. They were having so much fun, she hardly noticed when they arrived at the next station.
Now arriving at Slow-Mo Town.
A slow snail came and sat next to Ricky Robot Voice and Gloria.
Hello, I'm Dr. Snail. I reside in Slow-Mo
Town.
Yes. How do you...
No, just a guess. I think we've met you before. Gloria smiled. Her friend Amy the fairy had told her all about Dr. Snail from Slow-Mo Town.
Sometimes it's nice to take a moment and slow down on the groovy...
Train?
Your mind readers. Would you like to try our super slow-mo?
Yes, go on then, Dr. Snail.
Gloria giggled and giggled while she disco danced in super slow-mo. This was fun. She couldn't wait to tell her friend Diana all about the new dance styles she had learned on this train. While she wondered how long it was until Dance Break Junction, they arrived at the next station.
Now arriving at Wiggle Jiggleville.
Oh, goodness, Wiggles Jiggles. This'll be fun, Gloria exclaimed.
It's a jiggly jam, all right.
Ah! Jiggly Joe had crept up behind Gloria in all their jiggly glory. The rest of the group hooted and hollered as they danced in the Wiggle Jiggleville way, wobbling their arms, jiggling their faces, and giggling away. Gloria couldn't help wiggling and dancing along. Maybe this All Stops Groovy Train wasn't that bad at all.
That's it, new friend. You've got it. Won't you take me to Plunky Town?
Won't you take me to Plunky Town?
Gloria noticed the Groovy Train speed up as it approached the next station.
Now arriving at Super Speed Station.
And then, just as quickly as it came,
now leaving Super Speed Station. Next stop, Dance Break Junction.
You heard her. Only one more stop till Dance Break Junction, guys. It's the last dance.
Last dance.
You got it, Gloria. Time to...
shake your groove thing.
Shake your groove thing.
Gloria did the robot, slow-moed it out, and wiggled and jiggled right up until the train reached the platform. She couldn't wait to see Diana and dance their seatbelt dance at the party. She waved goodbye to her new friends as she got off the train.
Thanks, guys. It was great to meet y'all.
Bye, Gloria.
Gloria.
See you at the disco party.
See you there.
As Gloria made her way to the disco party, she could see Diana. She couldn't wait to show her everything she'd learned on the Groovy Train, but as she approached, she could tell her friend looked panicked.
Gloria, thank goodness.
What's wrong, Diana?
You'll never guess what happened. Everyone knows the seatbelt.
Gloria looked around at all the disco dancers at the party. There were people doing the seatbelt to music everywhere.
We've come all this way to do the seatbelt, and if everyone already knows it, why do we bother? They'll all think we're unoriginal.
Gloria thought hard. They couldn't perform a boring dance move everyone already knew, but then it dawned on her. She could use the moves and styles she'd learnt on the Groovy Train.
What if you do the dance like a robot? Like this.
Oh, wow. Let me try.
You look great! And then we could also do it in super slow-mo.
Diana giggled and tried the move in super slow-mo.
You've got it, Diana! Now for my favorite one, the wiggle jiggle. Try it!
The disco divas wiggled and jiggled their dance moves.
Wow, Gloria, these are wonderful! Where did you learn all this?
Gloria thought about all the friends she'd made on the Groovy Train and how lucky it was that she'd booked the wrong ticket.
Let's just say, sometimes it's about the journey, not the destination. Are you ready to slay the show, Diana Floss?
I'm ready, Gloria Slaynor. Let's take them to the Boogie Wonderland.
Boogie Wonderland!
The Disco Divas shook their groove things, and with everything they had learnt, the all-new and improved Seatbelt Dance was the hit of Dance Break Junction Disco Party.
The end.
It's time to close your eyes and wake your imagination.
And make a picture in your head of...
A train!
How big is your train? A miniature one you put around the Christmas tree? Or a giant steam train?
What does it sound like? Does it chugga 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 down the tracks? Or go whoosh like a bullet train?
What does it feel like? Shiny metal? Plastic? Maybe it's made of lollies.
Well done, Mini Beanies. You made...
A train!
Now time for a song.
To go back home now, go way back down the track.
I'll groove and shoot you all the way, but you know that I'll be back. Choo choo, we're on the groovy train, grooving down the track. We groove it to the front and we groove it to the back. Choo choo, we're on the groovy train, grooving down the track. We groove it to the front and we groove it to the back. Choo choo, we're on the groovy train, grooving down the track.
Thank you for riding the groovy train.
That story was fun. I think I could floss in super slow-mo. Let me try.
Flossing. Arms go this way, ready?
Now you're just flailing in slow-mo, Michael.
Yeah, but I look groovy.
I love the music in that story. But what is disco? Where did it come from?
Is it from when we listened to music on discs?
You mean we didn't always just listen to music on Spotify?
I'm not sure. Why don't we ask
Professor Know-It-All?
Hello, Beanies.
Professor, what's disco?
Well, Beanies, The word disco can describe a type of music, dance, or even a time in history. But really, disco was a movement in the 1970s all about love, acceptance, and fun.
The 70s? That sounds like a really long time ago.
Yeah, I bet my big people weren't even born yet.
Well, it may have been when some of your big people were born, or perhaps they were young people while the disco era was happening.
Wow!
But what is disco music?
Well, disco music started when lots of new inventions came out, like big boomy speakers and new ways to make sounds electronically. Disco usually has a strong, fast beat. That's why most disco music makes you want to boogie down. It also features lots of wonderful singers of color showing off their amazing voices.
Wow! Hey, I do want to dance to this. What's a dance I can do from the disco era?
Well, there are some really cool, iconic dances from the 70s, and lucky for you, I am an expert in them. You could do the hustle, the robot, or a dance that lots of people know. The YMCA. That's a disco dance too.
Wow!
Some people think disco music is a bit daggy now, but the music came from a time where it was important for people to feel like they could dance together, have fun, and spread the love. And I think it's important to celebrate that.
Professor, did you dance in the disco era? Were you around in the 70s all that time ago?
No. I'm 21. Bye for now, beanies.
Bye, Professor.
Thanks for listening, Mini Beanies. Maybe you could ask your big people to put on some disco music
and do some sweet disco moves.
And maybe get your big people to dance them with you.
Bye, Mini Beanies.
Did you like today's podcast?
Want even more?
Well, in the show notes, you'll find links to things like worksheets to complete about the episode, colouring in pages, dance-along videos to the song, and all sorts of fun stuff. How cool! Can't wait to see what you create, Mini Beanies.
The Beanies' beautiful tunes were brought to you by The Beanies and the magnificent music wizard, James Court. Ah, ah, ah.